Nebraska Extension Almanac.
On a previous almanac, UNL Professor of Landscape and Habitat Management Andy Little discussed issues with wildlife habitat decline in Nebraska. On today's program, he talks about a research project at the university that is looking at the decline of turkey populations in our state.
So just briefly, this project started just a few years ago with Nebraska Game and Parks Commission, my colleagues at the University of Georgia, and then here at the University of Nebraska, and myself. Started this project. We have four graduate students that are looking at various aspects of wild turkeys. And we have two different study areas. One is up in Shadron, Nebraska, so northwest part of the state, and then McCook, Trenton area in the southwest part of the state. And essentially what we went out and did, just captured turkeys, put GPS transmitters on those birds, and then we tracked them throughout the different life stages. So as they captured them in the wintertime, tracked them through nesting and brood rearing for the hens that we had captured. So we were tracking nest success, brood success, and then into the fall, winter. And we've done that now. This is wrapped up year three. So now we're in the data analysis side. One of the cases where we had was down in the southwest, Trenton McCook area. We had a juvenile hen turkey that we had captured in the winter, and she ended up dispersing from that area. We caught her in that Trenton McCook area about 60 miles heading west and ended up nesting over in Colorado. And so the interesting thing to me was that she was a juvenile, so it wasn't like she had a lot of history. She would have been born that previous spring, so she wasn't like had a lot of history of that landscape further west. And so as you got zoomed into the GPS points, you could see where they would find kind of the random trees that are kind of throughout the landscape out there, where she would roost at night, and then she would just take off and continue trekking through. And so we've seen, again, that was maybe an anomaly in the data set. I would say on average, most of the birds, once we capture them in the winter to the spring areas where they're spending time at for nesting and brood rearing, we've seen some that are kind of homebodies that don't move a lot, and then we have some that are moving 15 to 20 miles from where we capture them at.
Interested landowners who want to promote wild turkey or any other game bird or wildlife habitat in general are encouraged to work with local agencies for ideas and strategies to give these wild animals a home and forage.
If you're interested in managing for turkeys on your property, reach out to Nebraska Game and Parks Commission. They have a private lands division. You can meet with them. They can send somebody out free of charge, and they'll actually meet with you to discuss management options for your land. I know for pheasants, they have Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever biologists out there, or NRCS, Natural Resource Conservation Service biologists. All those different individuals you can reach out to and say, hey, I'm really interested in getting more of X on my property. And so, hey, I want more turkeys. Well, they can help build habitat management plans that are specific to your operation and what your needs are.
Andy says the Nebraska Game and Park Service has programs to encourage landowners to open up their fields for things like a hunting enterprise.
For Game and Parks, for example, they actually have a program called Open Fields and Waters, and that is a program where the state is paying landowners to open up access onto their property. And so that's part of the work we're doing in our lab. The Awesome Lab is basically finding ways that we can help producers develop stackable or enterprises, so diversity of kind of what their current operations are, and developing tools to help them make the most effective decisions based on what their goals and objectives are. But that's usually where I tell people to start, is to start at those agencies that they will come out, they'll help you, they'll design something specific for your operation and what your objectives are. But in general, you know, what we see from the research and just from collective turkey research across the country back to this habitat loss, that's one of the biggest drivers. So loss of nesting cover, loss of brood rearing cover, and then fall winter cover where they're spending time roosting at in the winter time and being able to have food sources they can quickly access and then be able to get away from potential predators. So
for Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.